The Present Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, kids, boys and girls. What up? What up? This is The Present Podcast. I don't know how many copyrights we're breaking listening to music at the start, but
we're probably going to get sued and then closed down.
We own, obviously, none of those rights. We just like playing some good tunes for you guys. So, yeah, it's a good start.
Yeah.
This episode, Adam Collins, take it away.
I'm going to take it away. This is one of the things I thought of, because today is my last night in Chicago. We've been here for nearly 3 months, feeling nostalgic, feeling grateful, and basically just wanted to do a podcast on some lessons that we've both learned over the course of the 3 months, and just to share them with you guys, because maybe we have listeners that are on J1s or have been on J1s and might be able to resonate with, you know, things that we're talking about. So
So just to give our listeners an insight, so a J1 is essentially a visa type that you can receive from the American government, which allows you to come over to America and work in America and travel for
4 months.
4 months, yeah. 4 months maximum. Yeah. So it's intended for students who are at university to come over here for 4 months. You must have a job prior to coming, but that's easy. We'll talk about that later. And it's a great avenue to America. You know, you earn a bit of cash, you get to do a bit of travel, you see a different part of the world.
Yeah.
So J1 visa, look it up, get in touch if you want to know more about it. Yeah.
We'll help you out, no probs.
No probs.
So the first kind of point that I think is very important when going on a J1 is choose your job carefully. I think the job you choose is crucial, because you spend, probably 80% of your time in your job, if not more.
If not more, yeah.
So choose it carefully. You know, the people you work with also help a lot. We were working as sailing coaches, and it was probably one of the best jobs you can get for a J1, like, hands down.
Yeah.
Being on the water every day, we got to see probably the best view of Chicago from the sea.
Definitely.
And it was just beautiful, and it makes a lot of difference, and I'd say as well, get to know your colleagues. I think that's really important. If it means, you know, going to the beach with them, or just going to lunch or dinner with them, even just host some drinks at your house, and even just, you know, rotate who you work with as well. So we got kind of pre-assigned instructors to work with. And then by the end of the summer, I think I'd worked with like 3 or 4, even 5 others.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really resonate with that, because I actually struggled to, you know, get to know them, because my role within the yacht club was to travel. My title is travel coach, you know, where I went away with my team of 12 kids for, you know, every week.
Yeah.
You know, I was gone 70% of the time that you spent in Chicago. I was gone 70% of that time. So yeah, I struggled to do that, but I fully agree. So I was unfortunate that I only got to spend time with one, maybe two coaches.
Yeah.
You know, you, where you've got the whole entire breadth of the yacht club.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you understood a lot, and you probably learned a lot more as well, because your network was larger.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think anything else on that point. Do you have anything else?
On job?
Yeah, choosing your job.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I think the biggest thing is, I believe personally, is that, you know, apply your skills that you have to make it easy. So, you know, we have skills in the sailing industry.
Yeah.
We've made our life easy in America by using those skills.
Yeah.
So you guys listening right now, you know, what skills do you have? Do you have football, you know, even you don't have to have any qualifications. I think that's the biggest thing. People think you have to have a qualification to get a job. It's bullshit. You know, do you play football? Are you good at tennis? You know, can you play golf? You know, I actually was chatting to some people in Newport, and there's people in Newport that come over, Irish people, that are caddying on golf courses. Right. So, you know, like, obviously you got to have, like, some good golf experience, but you can start very low down in the golfing ladder.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exposing you to stuff you want to be exposed to.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, put yourself in a position where you can get exposed to what you really want to get exposed to.
Definitely.
You know, I think, as well, it's the biggest opportunity of your life. It's this kind of range of 16 to 25 years old. It's a huge time where you're presented with this opportunity, and more so a chance. You're given a chance to say, here is some free time almost. You know, you can fuck up if you want, and you probably won't get in trouble too bad. You know, you're not going to, you know, you're lucky enough to have your parents to bail you out, your friends to bail you out. Later in life, that's not always the case. So now's the time to make mistakes.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, and this is one of the best ways to make mistakes in America.
Yeah, when no one knows who you are.
Exactly. Or, a new leaf.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Another point, moving on. I think it is important to enjoy the journey. So, you know, most people are just focused on the destination, even if it be something like your commute to work. You know, you're just bombing through the lights, like just wanting to get to work really quick. You don't want to be late, and you just kind of block everything else out. You know, you plug in your headphones, you've got blinkers on, and you just want to go to work. Mm. I think in our other podcast, we talked about, you know, it's a chance for you to use your NET, so like your no extra time.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So you can use like your Audible app to listen to like audiobooks on your way to work, or, you know, you can use it as a form of meditation, or just to be grateful for, you know, 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And it's a great time to do it. So, you know, don't hurry and like notice the small things, I think.
Yeah.
So an example is, you know, when we go downtown. So we book an Uber and we go downtown. My most favorite part of probably Chicago in general was getting Ubers downtown.
Yeah.
Because the view you get, and like, you know, when you Uber pool, so you just jump in with random people and you just spark a conversation with someone you've no idea who they are.
We've met some absolute characters as well.
Yeah, it's like been brilliant.
Some of the people we've met in those Ubers. Part of the pool, yes, like the passenger, but also the drivers are the best crack ever.
And they have local knowledge as well, so, you know, it can tell you where to go, you know, on different nights and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have an option when you sit into the Uber. You can stare at your phone, you can just say nothing, be quiet, or you can just, you know, how are you? How's your night going? Where are you off to?
Yeah.
You know?
How are you?
Mm-hmm. I just noticed, you know, coming over the hill, you can just see like the skyline with all the buildings and stuff, and there's just music playing, and it was definitely one of my most enjoyable kind of moments.
It's
just
nice. Going down there. Yeah, I like that.
So moving on. Don't neglect your family or your friends back home. I think that's important. My phone broke halfway through the summer because I fell into a puddle. And that's no excuse to, you know, not contact like your friends or family. You know, they want to know how you're doing. And sometimes when you don't speak to them for a long period of time, God knows what could have happened to you. So it's good to like just drop a message.
Did you throw the phone in a puddle?
Well, it came out of my top pocket.
Oh, it fell into the puddle. Yeah. The puddle. Then you fucked it down the street.
And then I threw it down the street because I was angry.
So it could have been repairable.
It could have been repaired. Yeah, but I let the anger get the better of me, and threw the phone about 30 seconds.
Anger management, that could be a good podcast for you can maybe tap into.
Yeah, so I think it's important to just find the balance, get in touch even once a month, give them a call just to let them know.
And it's so easy nowadays, you know, you've got FaceTime and Skype and, you know, all these messengers and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, you know, they appreciate it.
Yeah, probably ten times more.
You know, like parents and family appreciate it so much more when you...
Yeah.
Because it shows you're caring, you know, it shows you're thinking, you're on the same wavelength. I like that. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. So this was another lesson that I kind of learned, and I think you helped me to do this as well. It's learn to push yourself out of your comfort zone, I think. There was a week during coaching that, you know, my boss came up to me and she basically didn't give me an option. Instead of volunteering, I was, how they put it, voluntold to just do this. It was, I think it was like six guys that wanted to be taught, like, you know, the fundamentals are just like racing, whatever.
Yeah.
So they were just like, okay, just do a chalk talk before and then just head out in the water. So I sit down to do this chalk, and I think like just six kids are coming. And then about 10, probably I'd say 8 to 10 more adults walked in behind them, sat down, and I'm just there like, oh my God. So it was like basically a public speaking for me as such. So yeah, but I think it's important that your self-talk that you tell yourself before these things.
Yeah.
You know, I could have easily just bricked it and just not embraced the moment and just kind of been like, okay, any questions? No, let's go out in the water. Get out as quick as possible.
Yeah, take it as like an opportunity to self-develop, you know, yeah. Like view it as like, I'm going to learn something here.
Yeah.
And if I fuck it up, good, because yeah. I'll have learned something even yeah. more.
Definitely. So yeah, I was actually, I must have done the talk for about 30 minutes or so. But yeah, I was actually pretty happy with how it went and stuff. So again, it's just trying to push yourself out of that, you know, comfortable zone, I guess.
Yeah. I've got an actionable step to add that kind of yeah. resonates with that a little bit. It's like pick a skill you want to learn whilst away.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, and this doesn't have to be when you're on a J1, you know, travel or working and stuff like that. You can do this whilst you're traveling. You're on a weekend trip away. You know, pick a skill you want to learn.
Yeah.
That you might not have the opportunity to learn at home,
mm.
and you know, do it. You know, spend a little bit of money trying to learn it. You know, for us, it was golf. Golf, you yeah. know, you know, we've learned something. You know, we, it's very easy to come over here and get pissed and like just have a good time.
Yeah.
When you go back, and some people ask you what you learned.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk about a little couple of points, but you can be like, we can go home and say, yeah, I learned all these, and then I learned how to play golf as well. I'm yeah, still yeah. shite, but I still learned yeah. how to play.
That's good. Yeah, so, I like that. And then. I think as well, learning to push yourself, this might be relevant or it might not, but you know, the way you're away for a month and then I decide to go out alone, yeah. you know, just constantly trying to, I think two things you got to keep in mind, what other people think of you is none of their business. So you've just got to, I think, care less about what people think of you.
Yeah.
And just going out alone is probably one of the best things you can do for, I think, character building. Because, you know, you're sitting down on your own, like you said.
Mm.
You just go up and talk to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I would think the biggest thing that is, like, accepting rejection.
Yeah. Because
you will get rejected. It's inevitable, you yeah. know. Not necessarily just talking to girls, yeah. but, like, talking to guys.
And groups as well.
In like. Groups. Like, they will shoot you down. Like, yeah. there's going to be people that just don't want to speak to a loner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be other people that want to actually speak to you because, yeah. you know, they like your company. So, like, I think anything, you know, rejection is almost like a success in some yeah, ways, you know, because yeah. you realize that your approach or something hasn't worked.
Yeah, so you need to change it.
You need to change it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good. You know, like, failure is good. First attempt in learning.
Yeah, word. Cool. Have you got anything else before I go into the closing?
I do. So for me, actionable steps for our students, travelers, world connoisseurs, J1ers. Yeah, pick a skill, like I said. The thing I like right now, and it's probably showing, find the best food in the area. So yeah. Chicago is known for its deep dish pizza. You know that everyone recommends it.
Yeah.
And how I would find the best pizza is use the local knowledge and use local suggestions. Yeah. So like you said about the Uber drivers and taxi drivers, speak to those guys about what's the best food and mm-hmm. what's the best cuisine. And if you hear it more than once, a certain restaurant recommendation, yeah. then you're on to a winner.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
If a couple of people you speak to are saying that place is good to go, mm-hmm. go there and I can guarantee you will not disappoint.
Yeah, let's go.
Like you said, hit the bars. You know, I think we were out the other night and we had a bit of a cultural shock where
oh.
we thought we were going to be going into a nightclub that, like, it looked good.
Yeah.
And we managed to use our own challenge of social norm, get the bartender, not the bartender, the lady.
At the door.
At the door, yeah. As opposed to $20 each.
paid 10.
We paid 10 each. Yeah. Managed to get half price off. Mm-hmm. Walk in, and it turned out it was a Latino bar. And yeah, I mean, we it was good fun. Yeah, yeah. It was such a big cultural shock.
Yeah.
You know, we had a couple of drinks. We tried to chat to a couple of Latino people.
It didn't go down well though.
Yeah, we got
shut down.
You got shut down, both guys and girls. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's good to learn that places like that, you just don't fit in sometimes. Yeah. You know, in that kind of setting, we're at a place, but it was good to know that we're at a place. You know, mm-hmm. it was good fun.
Yeah.
Like you said, get out on the water if possible, because if there's water around the city, it's probably a very good way to view the city. And like you said, Chicago is the best seen from the water.
Yeah, definitely.
This is actually quite a good point, I think, and you probably resonate with this as well, is spend your hard-earned cash on the right things.
Mm.
You know, choose wisely on what you want to spend on.
Yeah.
You know, don't buy everything. Like, don't go out and like buy 50 tops, new tops and stuff like that. Because you can't get it all fucking home, because mm-hmm. you've only got a limited bag, you know, like you're going to run out of space eventually.
Exactly.
You've probably all brought way too much shit to go with you already when you got here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have all that shit to put back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use your cash to facilitate a good time. You know, like
mm-hmm.
choose experiences and opportunities over what's that called? Material objects, you know, it's not all about material objects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't get me wrong, buy a couple of like things that are unique and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then save a little if you have to, you know. Try and put a little bit away if you can, and use it if you had to go home, back to college, university and so on. So yeah, that was be a big thing, you know, be head smart when you use your cash.
Yeah.
Next would be, yeah, you know, apply your skills. We spoke about that.
Yeah.
Learn hard shit, you know, learn stuff that's difficult,
yeah,
but do shit that comes naturally,
yeah,
if that makes sense. Yeah. So then that way you're always developing in kind of a spiral effect, like snowball, learning difficult things that are difficult to you, and then doing stuff that naturally comes naturally to you,
yeah,
you know, makes your life easy, you know. Yeah, it's easy.
Right, I'm gonna ask you a question there too.
Okay.
So what do you think your biggest what did you learn about yourself over the whole summer? What's the number one like lesson or takeaway from the whole summer that you learned?
The number one lesson takeaway. Yeah, I think the importance of your network.
Mm-hmm.
It's just clicked to me now.
Yeah.
When you asked that question, is the importance of my network. So when I was traveling, I had the ability to go out like with friends, dinner and socialize and stuff like that at every location I went to on the East Coast.
Nice.
Because I had a good network of sailing friends and coaches and, you know, colleagues and stuff that either I'd previously worked with,
yeah,
I'd competed against or was friends with.
That's good.
And whenever I was at a yacht club, I just text the people that were in that area, you know, says, I'm in town for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Do you want to go, you know, do something?
Yeah.
Yeah, they invited me around, you know, and literally I was out almost every night.
That's cool.
That I was away, you know, so like, and that is from your network, you know, and us being here, we've built our network mm-hmm. even more, you know, the people we've worked with, you know, we've just built it up. So, you know, our network's getting bigger. So put time and effort into your network, because the returns it will give you will be unquantifiable.
Yeah, cool. I like that.
And then,
have you got anything else?
Yeah, my closing point would be never to deny any opportunity that's presented to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may be like tired after work and someone said, do you want to do this? You know, it's so easy to say, no, I'm going to go home and I'm going to lie on the couch and watch Netflix. What's hard that makes you a better person is saying, yeah, I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go and do it. Who gives a shit of your turn?
Yeah, cool. And I got one more question as well. You know, we've been out a few times. We've done some random stuff. What would you say was your favorite, or there can be a few favorite moments of the whole summer? It could be on your own, you know, lying on the beach. It could be,
I think it's got to be, I think golf is like,
yeah,
I've fully enjoyed golfing.
Yeah, it's been good.
you know, watching us grow, and for me, watching you grow from being totally diabolical.
You should see, for our listeners, if we could show you the video, we would, but you should see my swing when I first go to the level. It looks like I'm trying to hack a piece of wood.
Oh,
it is dire.
I remember picturing you on the first tee of the first time we'd ever played golf, and he tries to drive off, and the ball went higher straight up off the tee than it did go forward. He could have put his hand out and caught it. To then driving 220 yards down a fairway, not a bother, you know. It's incredible, like, to watch that progression. I think that's been one of my favorite things.
That's
because to see that we've both kind of come on a journey and learned a new skill.
Yeah.
Whilst we're out here getting pissed all the time and working, you know, like, that's to take stuff away.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that'd be my number one.
That's good.
What about you? What would be
my number one? Yeah, that nearly tops it, doesn't it?
No, you can't take my one.
I can't take that one. I think I'd say my number one favorite would be, I think, because I always say this, you've instilled that kind of who gives a fuck kind of mentality. I feel like I've been able to kind of utilize that, I guess, while you've been away.
Okay.
So I think just the decision, I think, to go out on my own, to kind of character build, I guess, would probably be my number one, I think.
Nice. And do you think you've grown?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm a much more, like, kind of, you know, I have no problem walking to a bar now and just sitting up on the stool, like, on my own.
Yeah.
And then trying to have a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was 6 months ago and I walked into the bar, you know, I'd probably be glued to my phone and just, you know, head down.
Yeah,
so I think just because you've instilled that in me, I think I've actually grown as a person. So that's one of the biggest,
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. I think the quote would be that we've had.
Yeah.
You know, we're here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, that's it. You know, unfortunately, that long time
has come to an end.
And
indeed. But it has been a good time.
Yeah. And I feel like this podcast as well is going to be able to both be able to still track.
Shit, yeah. What's the best thing we've done in Chicago?
The podcast. Oh my god.
Oh,
how did we forget that?
That'll be the one for us. So three good things have come out of Chicago. Adam's learned how to talk to bitches. I have learned how to play golf.
Yeah.
And together we've created a kick-ass motherfucking podcast.
Yeah. And I just have a few closing points.
Oh, you do?
Anything else?
No, I don't. That's all my closing points now. All
right. So two closing points. Number one, embrace change. So you can't take the people or, you know, the place wherever you go, but you can hold the memories close to you, and you can always carry them with you. Again, it stems back to not using your phone. When was that one time where you just put your phone down, looked around, felt the wind, felt the sun, felt the sand, and just enjoyed the moment? You know, as well, don't fear change, because it's the essence of life. You know, you should enjoy it. And just closing as well, acknowledgement. Just want to thank you for being a good friend, being a colleague. It's been so much fun. And I hope we do, you know, some more travel in the future and stuff.
Thank you.
Especially with this podcast. You know, our plan is to interview more people when we go back. Some nice guests. You know, Chicago Yacht Club, great place to work. You know, the instructors there were just so cool. Probably the best team I've ever worked with. You know, I want to thank my friends at home for keeping in touch, being able to share this journey with them. Parents as well for getting me here, because without them, I'd be nowhere. And then just bros as well, you know. I'll have a few presents when I get back for you. So
fucking hell.
That's about it.
That's a set of presents that I've got to bring for
you. Presents you're screwed back now.
Siblings, I shall not be bringing presents back.
A few sweets, that'll do. Bit of candy.
Thanks for listening, guys. Yeah. It's been short and sweet, but I think we've got some juicy gems hidden within the ravelness of our voices.
Yep.
Stay tuned for more. Share the present podcast if you want to keep hearing us, and get in touch.
Chicago out.